there's dangerous and the e-scooters and the local councillors who say they're the best thing ever. Well, should they be allowed on the footpath? Should we increase the speed limit? On the line, Rory Costello, Executive Director of Villawood Properties, a keen e-transport rider and also a regular participant with our fundraisers for the Royal Children's Hospital. Rory Costello, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
You feel e-scooters and e-bikes getting a bad press. What do you want to do with them? How do you want to change it?
I don't think they're a real game changer. I think everyone's into the, you know, the whole election changed. Everyone, all the deals, the Greens increased their vote, wanting climate change. And one of the answers is have less cars. And I think the e-scooters and e-bikes give the opportunity for lots more people to commute to work and get far more cars off the road.
The most contentious thing you've said in this piece you've written for the Herald Sun, Melbourne should allow e-transport to use some footpaths. Isn't that dangerous?
Just some. Well, if you're trying to cross from South Bank to the city, it's almost impossible to try and get a reasonable route. So going across Queensbridge on the footpath I do regularly. Also think e-scooters and bikes should be able to go both directions in the lane. Little Collins Street, Little Bourke Street to get east to west because it's very hard to travel in Collins or Bourke Street, for instance. And yeah, so it's only in limited places that you can't ride a bike along Flinders Street safely. So I think the path, which is quite wide on the southern side, is sort of a face there. It's just in isolated areas.
But the pedestrians are already telling me that it's not unusual to have a near miss or even worse to be collected by e-scooters, which are not allowed on any footpaths, as you know. How could you do it safely?
I'll tell you that. I think it's marked on those papers. But as they do along South Bank itself, it's shared bikeway between bikes, scooters, and pedestrians and runners, mind you. So that sort of works okay. So it's all part of, I think it's all an education program to get people to realise what they got responsibility to ride safely. There are a few idiots doing it as well, mind you, so they give a bad name for everybody.
You reckon it works safely? It works well at South Bank? I mean, I haven't been down there for a while. Pre-pandemic, I don't think it was. I think it was dangerous.
Well, these are the private ones. The private ones, I was in Cairns recently doing 60 k's now in a car, and the scooter passed me with a couple of young kids being 70 or 80, so I was just flabbergasted. But if they're restricted in speed like the bikes are, to a safer speed, then if the private ones are brought back to 20 k's now like the paid ones, then I think you could safely coexist.
But the private ones are illegal. You're not allowed to ride them in a public place.
Well, they are, that's right. But I think they should be legalised, but with a speed restriction. At the moment, they're just unrestricted, so they go way too fast.
So you would legalise the private ones with a speed restriction, and you would allow on certain footpaths?
We just designated marketplaces, not everywhere, not an open slab, but just where it's very wide and it's too hard to go on the road itself.
You mentioned e-bikes. You mentioned e-bikes. Your family all got e-bikes? What do you want to do with the e-bikes?
We've got two e-bikes at work, and I've got two e-bikes at home for the family and our work. And so I go to every meeting by e-bike in the city, generally. I've been using students more recently because of a bit of the numbers factor, but certainly they're a great commuting. And travel, people travel 5k's normally by bike, and now easily could do 15k's by bike with the same amount of fitness because the e-bike just extends your ability to ride. And also, if it's really wet, you're not working so hard. So if you're wearing a raincoat, you're not sweating underneath because the e-bike's doing well to work for you.
But you want to increase the speed limit?
In the bike lanes, if you're riding 15k's, and 26k's an hour is not quite quick enough. Most of the bikes around you are doing probably 30k's, 32k's an hour, so as a maximum speed or average. So if you increase the slide between 26 to 30 to 32, I think that would be a great compromise and would work all the way around for everybody.
How hard is it? I mean, is it really possible to just put a different chip in it and the e-bikes go quicker?
Well, it just doubles it. What it does is it tricks the reader, the restrictor, and doubles it. So you go from 26 to 52. You can't buy them in Australia, but you can import them. I haven't got one myself personally, but you can quite easily just import them online and plug them into your bike and off you go.
And that's happening, is it?
Yeah, I believe it is, yeah. People often in the bush too, they want them to go faster in the bush, but I think they all whinge because the 26 is too slow for a serious rider, but if you had 32k's, I think you'd be quite happy with that.
Yeah, well, 52 is too quick, isn't it?
Yeah, way too quick, really. Yeah. Dangerous.
All right, thank you very much. Rory Costello, Executive Director of Villawood Properties at Transport an e-transport advocate. Okay, what do you think? 133693, anything else too, but what do you think? Allow e-scooters on some footpaths, legalise the private e-scooters, because everybody seems to think they're legal anyway, legalise them but have them speed limited, and increase the speed of the e-bikes from 26 to 32. There's his package, 133693, calls in a moment, and also back to the Nightlight Project.